Your leaders sit above you. You hold but one perspective. You do not see the entire picture. Your leader may provide new information that changes everything. Listen and learn. Now see, I sit at one level. I led at a particular level, let's say 30,000 feet. And I had a particular view. And my Wednesday night volunteers, they sat at the 5,000 foot view. And yet my top tier Wednesday volunteers may sit at a 10,000 foot view. You see, my volunteers may not understand each and every decision that I make as their leader and pastor. I have information and a perspective that they simply do not see. My hope, however, is that when they seek to learn more about the rationale for decisions, I can bring them up a few levels and they begin to see beyond their isolated area in which they serve. Now, the same thing holds true for my relationship with my senior leaders. If I sit at 30,000 feet, and that's my level, my senior leaders may be existing at the 60,000 foot view. They see ministry that I lead, right? They see the ministry that I lead in relationship to all of the other ministries. They have a handle on the overall big picture budget and the scope of ministry that I have absolutely no ability to have. In addition, the senior leadership exists at a level with the elder board on matters that have yet to be disclosed to me and other key leaders. They know what's coming. Their no may be quite justified. Listen, I want to not only be a learner, I want to be perceived as a learner. On matters above my pay grade, I want to learn everything that I can and come to an understanding, a deeper understanding about how the entire church operates. There have been times when I was told no about an important request and I didn't understand why. As we quickly began to dialogue more and more, I began to quickly surmise that my pressing issue would naturally be resolved in a matter of month as another program was cut altogether. You see, I didn't have all the information. And if I had had it my way, I would have made this super big significant change for nothing. You see, there is certainly something to be said about being an additional 22,000 feet up the mountain. Your view is just so much clearer. Now remember, everything comes down to relationship. My leaders and I need to develop trust. I need to trust their no as legitimate, and they need to trust my requests as coming from a position of wisdom and sound reasoning. Leading up is more of an art form than it is a rote formula to be copied. There is wisdom and temperance that we must learn to exercise and know when and where and how to lead up.